Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Astro Dim, laying in my bed, because you know, it's my bed and astrology. Y'all, what up, what up, what up? I know I haven't talked to you guys in a minute. I haven't been active on the social medias and all of that. I've been sick literally since January 1st, the first day of 2020. Sorry, you're going to be hearing some coughing. This is live and uncut. You got to deal, boo-boo, okay? That's how I do my podcast. So, I'm fucking sick, okay? A lot better from, you know, how I was the rest of this week or more than a week now. But yeah, man, I've been sick. I was even sick on my birthday. My birthday was January 7th. If you are interested in buying me gifts, because, you know, my love language is gifts, you know, feel free to send me an email and I'll give you the proper information. All right. Let me get some water because I'm like dying right now. Hold on one second, y'all. All right, so yeah, I'm out here coughing and shit. I had a cold. It was New Year's Eve. I spent it with my mom and my sister. Drinking some more water. Sorry, y'all. This cough is like fucking crazy. So, alright. I spent it with my sister, my mom. I was fine. I went to sleep with a whole ass sore throat. Like, the shit was fucked up. Like, really sore. Like, it hurt. I was like, what the fuck done happened? And literally ever since then, I've been sick. Still congested. It turned into a chest cold. It was just like Morphin, Mighty Morphin Power Rangering. It was fucking crazy, y'all. So, you're going to be hearing me coughing. My voice is not the same. But, you know, I do got to give you this update about this lunar eclipse happening, okay? So, bear with the kid as I give you this explanation. And I hope it serves you well and whatever. But yeah, like, that's what I've been going through. And then, you know, if you're looking for, also, if you're looking for any readings, they are coming as soon as possible. I'm gonna still probably be sick tomorrow, but I'm gonna try to start doing them again tomorrow. So anyone that has ordered a mini reading, I got you. I'm starting them tomorrow. Even like me coughing and gross, like you might have to hear that, but you know, I'm gonna give you your readings, okay? I am not gonna play y'all, all right? I'll never do that. I would never ever do that. You just have to understand, you know, and honestly, a lot of y'all have been very understanding that, you know, it's the holidays. I have a big family. I have a life. I take care of my brother who is ill. I'm sick. I'm not the only one taking care of my brother, thankfully. So, but I assist in that. So I appreciate y'all realizing that I have a life. I have some of the best listeners, followers, subscribers, patrons ever. So thank y'all. Shout out to y'all for being grown and understanding, because my following's actually pretty young. So for y'all to be so understanding, it's beautiful. Thank you so much. Okay. So, all right. I hope you guys had a beautiful holiday. If you can't give me anything physical for my birthday, a lovely gift would be to go and follow me, follow my website that just released on January 5th called astrodim.space, astrodim.space. This is a dope ass website, y'all. Very comprehensive. It's like, it just has a whole bunch of shit dealing with spirituality, the occult, astrology, all of it. I have a whole ass blog. The posts are already up there. You know, my Etsy shop, you can look at my Etsy shop through there. You know, I explain what I do in the front page. The front page is cute. It has my videos connected to YouTube. It has my podcast in there. It has my Instagram feed there. It has forums there. All right. So you can talk with other like-minded people. ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Someone may answer it. I'm probably going to answer it, you know, because I want to keep this conversation going. You can do that on the blog, you know, comment on the blog. You can make posts on the forum. In order for you to make posts on the forum and comment on the blog and comment on posts on the forum, you would have to be a member. And I have free plans. So you can have a free ego, join the free plan so you can post and comment. And if you want more than that, then you have to pay. And, you know, all the benefits are listed and all. But, you know, that's what I would like for you to do is, you know, become a member. Don't just have the email subscriptions. Become a member of the Astro Dem Cosmic Experience, okay? It'll be lovely. I would love to have you. It's going to be a beautiful family, beautiful thing, all right? So definitely check out my website so we can get this shit happening. You know what I'm saying? Very excited for it. All right, so let's talk about this lunar eclipse, y'all, okay? So the lunar eclipse is basically a full moon, okay? The difference between the lunar eclipse and any other full moon is that the sun and the moon are lining up exactly, horizontally, vertically, right? But not like on top of each other, like not on top of each other, not like in front of each other, like a solar eclipse. They're opposite of each other, like a full moon, you know? And so the Earth's shadow is like literally covering the moon. And so it kind of is like a renewal of emotion, a phase of renewals of emotion. Now, the thing is, this is the last lunar eclipse that's happening in this polar, in this set of eclipses, you know, with every I always forget when it comes to the nodes, but every 2 to 3 years, basically there's a polar signs that, take over the eclipses, and it's connected to the north node and south node. So since north node and south node is in Cancer and Capricorn, the eclipses are in Cancer and in Capricorn. Okay, now the thing is that this is the last lunar eclipse of that pairing, the last Cancer lunar eclipse we're going to have. The last full eclipse that we're going to have in Cancer is going to be on the 21st of June. The rest of it is going to be pushed backwards, and we're going to have a Gemini Sagittarius lineup. All right, so this is really an end of a phase, an end of an era. It's very karmic. Capricorn's included into it. It's some deep shit that we're doing here, okay? And so we really have to be aware and cognizant of what's happening energetically, okay? But that's the difference, basically, between a lunar eclipse and any other full moon. It's a special full moon when things line up perfectly, where we can really see the shadows coming through. It's very special, okay? Now, this lunar eclipse full moon in Cancer is happening in 20 degrees Cancer, 20 degrees 0 minutes, which is very interesting. That is a Scorpio degree, right? Yeah, you heard me. All right, so this is happening, of course, January 10th, which will be tomorrow, at 2:18 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Remember, I'm on the east coast of the United States, y'all, okay? So, I usually say the meaning between the full of the full moon astronomically and astrologically. I pretty much explained it. Full moon is when the sun and the moon is opposite to the Earth. And so we can see the full view of the bright side of the moon, right? No shadows are covering it or anything like that. But with this lunar eclipse, the thing is, the shadow is covering it at a short amount of time, because the Earth's shadow is creating, I mean, the Earth's shadow is like kind of blocking parts, visions of this, of the moon, right? Of the bright side of the moon. I've seen a lunar eclipse once, and literally a month later I broke up with my boyfriend at the time. And so I know people are like, be careful with eclipses. Honestly, like, it really depends on you if you want to view the lunar eclipse, if you are able to, because I know this is listened to worldwide. If you are able to see the lunar eclipse or able to see any lunar eclipse or solar eclipse, it's up to you. Honestly, that last, like, Great American Eclipse that was, you know, that's known, that people talked about the Great American Eclipse, because a lot of the Americas can see it and we barely be able to see eclipses sometimes. You know, when we were able to see that, I saw that eclipse with my mom, and my third eye felt like partially or even fully calcified. Yeah, there you go. That's how you say it. And it was literally had like a dull, not even a pain, but like a couple of, that's the best way to describe it, like a dull pain for like a month or so in my third eye. And my intuition has been sharp, so it worked out for me. I think it's important for you to see how the eclipse is going to affect you natally, because there's some people who get sick, there's some people, they feel like bad stuff happens to them, like bad energies come through, this is a portal, blah blah blah. It works out for me usually when I see eclipses. Even when me breaking up with my ex, you know, he wasn't good for me. He was literally holding me back from what I was supposed to be doing. So, you know, it's all for the best, you know what I mean? If you can see the lunar eclipse and you feel good about it, and you look at it at your chart and seeing if you're able to see the lunar eclipse and it looks good and you're like, you know what, I'm going to look at it, enjoy it. I hope you do. Okay. What you're going to be seeing is the Earth's shadow covering the bright side of the moon. And it's a beautiful sight. It's really cool. It's like reddish orangish sometimes. It's dope. All right. So now, astrologically, what this means is, you know, basically the sun is opposite of the moon. And so we are feeling one way, but we are reacting another way. Okay. And usually if you are really like pulling yourself on feeling one way but reacting another, that means you need to let go of something. And usually the thing we have to let go of is connected to the moon. All right. And so it connects to more Cancerian things. That's usually what happens. And so people, you know, usually lethargic during full moons, but during lunar eclipses and solar eclipses, they definitely are. Because you have to think about what's happening here. The moon is our inner selves. It's really, really bright during a full moon. And it's like very prominent. And it's like the main thing that's being seen here, and the sun is opposite of it. And so we're gonna be what's being highlighted is our inner selves. And so we are pushed to be a little bit more relaxed and tired, to focus on our inner self instead of going out and being all over the place, right? That's definitely the case with the lunar eclipse as well, because it is a full moon. But it's definitely the case too, because you know, the Earth's shadow is blocking it, all right? And so this is kind of showing a phase that we are going through, kind of a emotional and inner renewal that is happening within our Earth experience. That's why the Earth's shadow is blocking it. And it's also being seen and known here, or what's happening during this lunar eclipse, is that we are learning to get to the deeper depths within ourselves, to kind of even heal some subconscious things, some things that are deeply rooted. Because usually the moon is known for like darkness and inner selves and emotions, but even with the moon is being covered, the moon is like, you know, have a little shadow, a blanket over it. That means we're going really deep, y'all. All right, really deep. And so this is definitely getting into some deep-rooted things, some secretive things, some subconscious things, and we're earthing it out, we're bringing it out. And I definitely, that was the case for me, you know what I mean, in a personal level. I speak more on it on my website. I'm going to speak more on it on my website. I'm actually going to post I'm going to post it tomorrow. But I actually did some hoodoo, going back to my roots, because I'm a Black American, and it did some candle work, that really I didn't even realize was happening, but it was helping me address some of the subconscious things that are connected to me and that's blocking me. And so it was really dope, really, really interesting. You know what I mean? I made sure I did it before the eclipse. Sometimes when you do work in during the eclipse, it could be too much. That's really, I really suggest you guys on an energetic level, if you're doing anything during the eclipse, just do it with self. Make sure you're grounded in the process. Really get in tune with your physical earthly self. Remember, it's the earth's shadow that's covering the moon. You have to be very, very grounded, very earth-based. You don't need to do all this extra spiritual shit. Like, I mean, we all spiritual, but you know what I mean? You don't have to, like, go into the unknown to get a better understanding. You're fine where you're at. You're fine if you're grounded. You get what I'm saying? So I honestly, personally don't think that people should do magic work during the eclipses. It's energy for us to just chill. You know what I mean? And to really be grounded into, us being grounded is enough. And it's a time for reflection and introspection and not really working energetically. Because there's a lot that's happening energetically to the earth. It's just best that you kind of work with it on your own. All right. Understand your own power. You feel what I'm saying? That's what I suggest. But yeah, so I think I feel like I had something else to say and I can't remember it right now. So I'm sorry, y'all. If it comes up, I'll bring it up. I wanted to talk about the solar eclipse too. So, you know, with the solar eclipse, is really important for us to calm down too, is because the moon is in front of it. The moon, again, is our inner world and it's covering the sun. The sun is our energy, our vitality, our self-expression. We need to not do all that sun shit. We need to focus on our emotions. So this is why eclipses are very big, very important, and very special. And we just need to be grounded and really work on ourselves in a grounded type of way. You feel what I'm saying? So, yeah. So, what I definitely suggest, though, is if you do any type of work, you know, scripting would be nice. You know what I mean? I don't even think attentions is going to hurt, but don't do some, like, direct, like, energy magic work. But I'm not going to be scripting. I'm not going to be doing intentions. I'm not going to be doing any of that at all. I can do it for the next Cancer moon. You know what I mean? And I'll be fine. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to sit with self and really work through things on my own. I really suggest you guys do that too. All right? Figure out what you need to let go on your own when it comes to your emotions. You know what I mean? When it comes to your inner world, when it comes to how you nurture, when it comes to how those things were related to you and your upbringing. And if you need to let go of expecting these things from certain people and where to find it within yourself. You feel what I'm saying? So it's going to be some deep shit. This is also going to be in the 20 degrees, which is a Pluto degree. Huge transformation. Intimacy is going to definitely be in play here. It's going to be connected to the theme that's at play here as well. You know, what's really interesting with this eclipse too, you know, Cancer's connected to the moon. The moon's in Cancer. Sun is connected to Leo, but Sun is the father, but Capricorn is seen as the father as well. You know what I'm saying? And so it's, you might be connected to things that are connected to your parents and your parents' upbringing, your upbringing, how they affected you, things you need to let go of, things you need to hold on to when it comes to, you know, how your upbringing, your parents and things like that, authority, control, nurturing emotions. This is all going to come up. A lot of deep rooted and subconscious things are going to come up for you to address and let go. All right. So definitely be aware of that. All right. Now, internally, with this lunar eclipse, you want to nurture yourself and others by taking action on your emotions. But externally, you want to express authority and control within your life. Now, what's really tricky here is that, you know, you want to take action on your emotions. But because the sun is in Capricorn, the theme of this season is to, you know, work on your emotions in a different type of way, more in private, you know what I mean? Or with trusted people, not to really express your emotions and take action based off your emotions. It's very important to, in this season, to Capricorn season, by the way, to sometimes put our emotions a little bit to the side and to do things in a practical way, to have some authority and control within our life, because we are in a dimension, which is a 3D, which is the earthly world, that sees practicality as strong, not really emotions as strong. And the thing is, we all know deep down inside that emotions are important, but usually the person that expresses their emotions a lot are seen as crazy or ridiculous or wildly or whatever. It's the person that's practical, logical. They're the strong ones. You know what I mean? Excuse me. So, with that being said, you know, I'm not saying to repress your emotions. That's kind of more of a low, like not even low vibrating, but lower expression of Capricorn. What you need to do is address your emotions, but in private or with people that you trust. And work on your emotions in that way, not so much in public or expressing the emotions outwardly. So the thing is that you're going to realize with this eclipse that you want to nurture yourself and others by taking action on your emotions because of some deep-rooted situation. You know, you feel that you need to nurture yourself because you may be feeling like no one else nurtures you. And so this may lead to overindulgence, or you feel that you need to nurture others because you have something that you need to focus on, but you don't want to focus on it. So let me just help others instead. You know what I mean? And you're taking action on your emotions because you have this, you need to have an outlet of your emotions because you keep holding it in and not expressing it appropriately. You know what I mean? But the thing is that if you take action based off your emotions, sometimes it's not the most logical and practical thing to do. And so there's a deeper reason why you're doing these things. It seems noble. It seems like the right thing, right? But sometimes it's not. And there's a deeper reason why you're acting the way you're acting, and you need to let go. You need to realize it, face it, and let that shit go. Do you feel what I'm saying? It's very important. So I definitely wanted to just to express that energy to you guys for sure. All right? Now this moon is again 20, this eclipse, old ass eclipse, moon and sun, of course, is at 20 degrees Cancer, 20 degrees Capricorn. So the moon is in the third decant of Cancer, which is a Neptune decant, a Pisces decant, you know what I mean? And so, you may feel, guys, that, your, excuse me, your emotions, it's like you have this kind of like empathicness with your emotions, in the sense of like, it's your emotions, right? But the reason why it's empathic is because something will happen and it is your emotions, but there's certain things outside in the world that's that's kind of catalyzing you to feel a certain way. So it's almost kind of like empathic, where like you feel someone else's emotions personally. I mean, that could happen, but I feel like what's really happening in this eclipse with a lot of people, with the collective, is that they see things in the outward world that is catalyzing something within them that they need to address. So if you're feeling a really type of way about the whole beef with Iran and America right now, where you're feeling a real interesting way about the burning in Australia right now, the fire there, are you feeling a real deep way about anything that's happening within the world, anything that's happening in your personal world, right? Of course, these situations are tough, they're sad, they're fucked up, there's something that we need to do about it, right? But also think, like, okay, is there something that I need to address within myself? Is there like a parallel that I'm seeing with this situation and within my life that I need to address? You know what I mean? A lot of people are seeing, some spiritual significance between a lot of these events that's happening all around the world. You know what I mean? And if you kind of listen to that and look into that, you're like, wow, well, I'm going through that type of thing in a personal level. You feel what I'm saying? So it's kind of like that, like things outside of your, outside of yourselves are catalyzing emotions within that you've been feeling all this time, but you may have not fully addressed. You know what I mean? That you may try to, you know, that you may try to like, you know what's there, but just like it's not something that you're really expressing all the time. Like another thing that I wanted to tell you guys too is that, like, you know, a lot of people like to say that like cancers are like crybabies and stuff like that. Honestly, a lot of times cancers don't really be letting people know their emotions like that. They're not the crybabies. If I had to pick a crybaby, it would be probably Pisces. It's definitely not Cancer. Cancer, especially if you look at the just all forms of cancer, honestly. There's certain situations where cancers are cardinal signs, so their emotions, they're going to react to their emotions. They're going to initiate emotions to people. They're going to initiate their own emotions. They can manipulate emotions, absolutely. But the thing is, though, is that think about where Cancer is in the, you know, natural chart. The fourth house, the house of privacy, home, family. They ain't doing that shit outwardly like that. You feel what I'm saying? So you kind of have to think about it like that too. So that's generally how the collective is focusing on their emotions. They are not letting it out like that. They don't let people in their inner world like that. And the thing is that we need to kind of dig deeper in to figure out like why we're not letting people in our inner world. Is it healthy or not? You know what I mean? Is it the right thing to do or not? Should we kind of like let go of these walls that we built as a collective? You know what I mean? Sorry. Remember, still sick, y'all. Excuse me. So yeah, this is some deep shit here, okay? Some deep shit that we need to address, but what we definitely need to do is let go of some things that is affecting us in our homes, with our family, connected to our mothers, connected to our ancestry, connected to our privacy, our family, our home, all that, our inner emotions. Things that we feel deeply and directly, and that's personal to us. We need to address it, let it go, so we can be our best selves out in the outside world. You know what I mean? And be our best selves when it comes to our reputation, status, and career, to have our authority and control over our own lives. You feel what I'm saying? So, so sorry. So yeah, that's my C there. But like I was saying before, there might be things in the outside world that's basically catalyzing things, emotions within us that we need to address, right? With that Pisces decan. Sorry, y'all. Oh my god. Drink some more water. The sun is in the third decan of Capricorn, which is a Mercury decan, the Virgo decan. And so what we need to do is, once we realize this shit that we need to let go, and address it and try to let it go, we need to like start to take steps, break shit down to a fucking science, to a procedure, to a process. Wow, I'm so sorry, y'all. We have to break shit down so we can be able to get shit done. So it can be like an actual viable plan. You know what I'm saying? And so, yeah, that's what we need to do. That's how we need to express ourselves. If we want authority and control within our lives, we want a better reputation, status, career, popularity, want to be seen, you have to plan it. And you have to let go of the emotional hangups that you have and start to plan things on a logical and practical level. You know what I mean? So, yeah. That's what I see there. Sorry. The third decan is the advanced decan of the signs, too. And so, this is showing level of advancement, honestly. So, it's dope energy for sure. All right? Lastly, before I cough myself to death, right? Let's talk about these aspects being made to this lunar eclipse, okay? I'm so sorry, y'all. I can't stop coughing. I told y'all niggas I was sick. So what I'm going to do, there's, believe it or not, I'm going to talk about these aspects, right? Believe it or not, there are no aspect patterns happening, but there are, sorry, there are some significant, energies happening right now, outside of this eclipse that are happening along with this eclipse that I'm going to be talking about, but I'm only going to be talking about it in my extended version of this podcast. You know what I mean? So a replacement of talk about the aspect patterns, I'm going to talk about Jupiter and South Node conjuncting, because that's huge. And 8 degrees too. That's fucking huge. Okay. We're definitely fucking talking about that. And then another huge thing, I'm going to be talking about that Saturn-Pluto conjunction at 22 degrees, the degree that's known as the killed or be killed degree, okay, we're definitely talking about that too. All right, so, but that's for the people who are supporters of me, in the cosmic gang. Now, sorry. Since I have my website out, y'all, just before I talk about the aspects, if you're interested in supporting me, I would suggest you to do it through my website. I'm closing out the Patreon. Only my people who are currently in Patreon can be in Patreon. If you want to support me and get this extended version of this podcast, you have to do it through my website, astrodem.space. And then you'll go to the membership plans and pricings, and you can pick whichever tier that you're interested in. Sorry, whatever tier that you're interested in, and all that. You know what I mean? Lord Jesus, I'm coughing. So you know what I'm gonna do, y'all? Since I'm like low key dying, I'm going to cut this segment from here, and then in the next segment we'll talk about the aspects being made to this lunar eclipse. Okay, all right. All right, guys, I'm not dying no more. I mean, kind of, but you know. Still itchy, but you know, it's whatever. All right, so let's go ahead and talk about these aspects, y'all. All right, so again, this eclipse is happening at 20 degrees of Cancer and Capricorn, this lunar eclipse. And so it's 0 minutes too, which is really interesting. So that pure 20 degree energy for sure. This is going to lead to some transformation, y'all. This is going to lead to some transformation. That is what it is. So, with all that being said, let's go ahead and take a look at these aspects and how this transformation will take place, okay? So the sun is conjunct Mercury, while the moon is opposite Mercury, all right? And interesting placement for sure. Now, with the moon opposite Mercury. Now, first of all, as you know, if you know me, you know that I think conjunctions and oppositions are very neutral. I feel like generally, even though the energies are neutral, conjunctions tend to be a little bit on the more auspicious side, while the oppositions are not. But it's still neutral ass energy. And especially in this case, is going to work out to our benefit, because there is, with all, there's basically three oppositions and conjunctions, and then the next energy that's taking place here is a trine and sextile. So this is proving that these oppositions and conjunctions, although neutral, are going to both lead on the auspicious side, because the sun and moon is opposite of each other. The moon's going to be opposite a lot of energy, but out of the sun and moon, energy that is actually aspecting the sun and the moon at the same time, other than these oppositions and conjunctions, is more of an auspicious aspect with this trine and sextile, okay? So this is going to generally be a good lunar eclipse. Generally, we are going to purge like a motherfucker, but it's going to lead to beauty, lead to awareness, lead to enlightenment, you know, not the whole bag of enlightenment, but, you know, have a little enlightenment here and there, you know what I mean? And so this is actually going to be good. It's going to be good, y'all. Okay. Let's go ahead and talk about this again. The moon is opposite Mercury. The sun is conjunct Mercury. All right. So with usually the moon and Mercury opposites, you know, you feel one way, your thoughts are another. And so in your inner world, emotionally, you want to, again, react to the emotions that you're feeling. You want to tend to your home, your family, your private life. This is where starting a 4 year, 2020 is a 4 year. So of course we want some stability, security on an emotional level. And the best way to do it in a practical sense is having stability within the home, within your family, adjusting and realizing your emotions and working on them in practical ways. You know what I mean? We really want to nurture ourselves and nurture others, and nurture ourselves so we can nurture others. You feel what I'm saying? That's our emotional bag. Being emotionally motivated to do things that make sense to us on an emotional level. Initiating emotion within ourselves, initiating emotions with others. That's the bag that we're in in our inner world. And this is why this eclipse is very emotional for people. You know what I mean? But our logical minds, our thought process, our day-to-day life is focused on the exact opposite, not home, not family emotions, but connected to, the authority and control that is within us, and authority and control that's, you know, controlling us. You know what I mean? That's a part of us too. excuse me. Our thoughts in our mind and what we're communicating, as well as our day-to-day life and what we're working towards, is our reputation, our status, our career, building authority and control in any way that we can. I always say this about Capricorn energy. People say Capricorn energy is controlling. Yes, but more on the no. Excuse me. The reason why I say more on the no is because if a Capricorn can have control and authority over their lives without controlling anyone else's life, they're fine. But if they have to control other people's lives in order to have control over their lives, then they're like, because the thing is that Capricorn is the oldest earth sign. We've been through the self-worth situation. We've been through the specifics in the day-to-day and shit like that. We are now pushing towards this, getting the status, this authority, this control over our lives, so we can better other people's lives. It's not just for us to be up top. We're doing this because we've had the experience. We're the old we represent time, you know, we're the old sign, and so we have experience and we are willing to help others, but we have to get to the top in order to help others. You feel what I'm saying? And so that's kind of like the vibe of our thoughts, where we're thinking at this time. You know, it makes a lot of sense when you think about it, because it's the beginning of the year. People are like, all right, so what can I do to reach to the next level? You know what I'm saying? What can I do to push myself more? And, you know, with Mercury being in Capricorn this year, in the beginning of the year, we're thinking logically in our heads, how can we do it? We're communicating it, affirming it with our words. We are doing things in our day-to-day life to lead up to that, right? Very practical. But our emotions, I mean, inside, we want to focus on the more emotional side of nurturing ourselves. You know what I mean? Nurturing others, not practically nurturing people or working to, you know, doing the work so you can nurture people in more of a material way, which is more Capricorn energy. You feel what I'm saying? And so, you know, our mind is kind of creating like plans and schemes and ideas to try to push ourselves to the next level so we can nurture on a practical, material way. But emotionally, we need to be nurtured. We want to nurture others. We want to tend to the emotions, our family, our home, things that tug at our heartstrings instead of the things that are within the public and what the world can see. So it's opposing energy, very, very tricky. But the thing is, with opposites, I always suggest to people, no matter if it's a good opposite, bad opposite, or straight neutral opposite, you just need to learn how to balance the energies. You know what I mean? So when it comes to your emotions, definitely feel free to express them at home in private and express your emotions in your home life, right? Nurture others, let people nurture you and things like that. But when it comes to your day-to-day life outside the home, outside of your emotions, when it comes to practical things and even your career, since Mercury's in Capricorn, you go ahead, strive to be up top, on top, and to have the authority and control in your life so you can be on top. You know, just balance the energy. Excuse me, balance the energy. Now, saying just balance the energy is, you know, it's easier said than done. I understand that. But honestly, the advice is as easy as that. It's just applying it's difficult. So, you know, that's what's really happening over here. You know what I mean? You may notice that like feminine energy or a motherly energy could be quite nitpicky with you. So just be aware of that too. And it may be like a sibling or a child that is the one that's nurturing and supporting you. I wouldn't even be surprised if it's just like a subordinate or a fellow coworker that could be the one that's supporting and nurturing you, and you're like, what? Wouldn't be surprised at that either. So just be aware of that. The next aspect, the moon is opposite Saturn and the sun is conjunct Saturn. Similar energy here, you know. Oh, actually, that just makes me want to type something here. Another thing that I'm going to talk about, guys, is during this eclipse, the sun and Mercury is having a Kazemi. Definitely talking about that, because that's going to be huge. That's for the extended version. So if you want to listen to that, you have to purchase a plan on my website, okay? Definitely want to talk about that, because I don't know if you noticed, guys, but the sun and Mercury is at 20 degrees. They are only 6 minutes away from each other while the eclipse is happening. So this is huge. Huge mental clarity, but that's all I'm going to say. Sun conjunct Mercury, though, I just want to say real quick too, we definitely are expressing our thoughts. We're being quite logical, quite practical with our day-to-day lives, logical within our thoughts and stuff like that. And like, honestly, I'm gonna say it now. I was gonna say it later, but I'm gonna say it now. You know, it's just little old moon opposite all of this energy. You know what I mean? Yes, like south, like north node is like in Cancer too, but it's not even aspecting the moon. So it's little moon opposite all this energy, right? And so you may like honestly feel, guys, that like you have all these responsibilities, you have all this stuff to do, you have to climb up to the top, you have to do all these things, you have to persevere, you have to make these plans, and your emotions are neglected. You know what I mean? Your emotions are neglected and they're not being tended to, and it's going to make you have that typical full moon type of like werewolf moment where you just spaz the fuck out. You know what I mean? So that's why I really want you guys to balance your emotions, please. Don't ignore your emotions. Yes, there's a lot of energy in Capricorn. Yes, that's very important. Excuse me. But definitely, sorry, y'all. Definitely, don't leave your emotions out on the wayside. Like, find a good percentage that works for you. So there's mad energy in Capricorn. Do like 60-40, like 60% focusing on, you know, building yourself up, authority, control, realizing the authority control within your life too. Your career, your reputation, your status, popularity, all that shit, right? Focus on that 60%, 40% on your emotions. You know what I mean? Something like that. Find a good percentage for you, but don't neglect how you feel, especially with this being in 20 degrees. You will explode and it will be like a total werewolf moment. You do not want that. You know, the full moons comes, the term lunatic comes from full moon, where you feel one way, you act another, you get mad, and you just slash the fuck out. All right? So just be aware of that, okay? But anyways, you know, it's interesting though, with Mercury conjunct the sun, you know, you are thinking on, you know, authority and control within your life, the authority control in your life, whether you're up, you're the person that has the puppeteer or not, and you're like expressing the energy, expressing what you are thinking, what you're feeling, you're doing things to give yourself more authority and control, and you're expressing it freely, openly. You're ready for that transformation. You know what I mean? But with the sun conjunct Saturn, you know, you may feel that you have to kind of like be stealth with it. Now, if the sun and the moon was like, you know, if the sun and the moon was opposite with like a square, if the sun and Saturn was opposite the moon and there was a square, I would say that there would be some like type of restriction involved in the situation. But you know, it's not. It's that you're like being stealthy with it. You have a plan, you have a master plan, or you're developing at least a master plan, and you're trying to get shit lined up. You know, especially with all this fucking planetary energy in the third decade of Capricorn, which is ruled by Virgo and Mercury. Motherfucker, y'all are fucking stealthy as fuck, trying to have authority and control within your life, within the status within your life. And it's killed or be killed. But you're not the killer that's flailing your knives and guns and just going crazy. You're more of an assassin. It's assassin type of vibes. I think people call the 22 degrees the assassin degree. I think I've heard that from the Peace Dealer. Shout out to Mike. But yeah, like that's how it is. You know what I mean? Very stealthy with it, making plans, being intricate, figuring out your execution, not just doing things wildly and crazy just fucking because, but really doing things with a plan, with the plan B and C and D and E and F and G as well. You know, taking this shit fucking seriously. So your 2020 can be the best 2020. You know what I mean? That's the type of vibe that you're in. So definitely pay attention to where this energy is in your chart, where Capricorn and where Cancer is in your chart, because it can really show you where in your life you're doing this. So this is really actually pretty dope energy. So that's how you're expressing yourself at this moment, or you're wanting to express yourself, right? However, again, Saturn opposite the moon, tricky placement. I ain't got front. Very, very tricky, because again, you feel with this, even though this is no squares involved in this opposition,
you feel that you need to somehow restrict your emotions or repress your emotions for later, not forever, but for later. And that is bothering you. You know what I mean? Because you want some emotional transformation as well. You have some things to tend to and nurture, and you want to nurture others as well. You have some home and family things to consider. You have this emotional passion that you're ready to express, that you're ready to let out, but you have to be prim and proper and have your shits lined up right. And you don't want to be that. You don't want to be the earth. You don't want to be like a meadow where things are just set in stone. You want to be the big wave crashing the room and making change, and being emotionally motivated to do something. But you can't move like that right now. This is not where the season is at right now. You know what I mean? This is a cardinal earth sign season, and all these planets are in cardinal earth. We need to take action, initiate practically, not emotionally. However, though, the thing is that, you know, if you are feeling so much emotionally, there might be some things that you need to let go internally that makes you feel that you can almost self-sabotage, right, via your emotions, because you just have to let this out. It's so important. The thing is, you need to, first of all, realize that, hey, I got this plan. Why do I want to self-sabotage it? I'm not saying emotions are self-sabotaging. No, but if you have a plan set practically and you're trying to let emotions through, and it's going to, like, you know, you're going to literally projectile vomit emotions onto the plan, and it fucks up the plan, that's self-sabotaging. The act of that is self-sabotaging. The thing is, you need to address some things at home and within your emotions and your feelings, and you need an outlet for that. You get what I'm saying? And you need, and it's like this is so energy. It's so interesting too, because this solar eclipse is saying, like, is reminding you, like, yes, you need to do work on, like, authority, control, your career, your reputation, your status, all that. But it's reminding you, with little old moon being the only energy that's opposite all of this Capricorn energy, that you need to not forget your emotions, not forget your home, because you're going to erupt in self-sabotage by accident. You know what I mean? So this is like a reminder to not to restrict your emotions, not to put it to the side. You may feel like you want to do that, you have to do that for a short amount of time, but use your emotions. Find an outlet to express those emotions. That's what I'm trying to say. Get what I'm saying? Don't restrict them. Don't push to the side. Don't repress them for even 5 seconds. Find an outlet for them. Excuse me. Find an outlet for them. There won't be no self-sabotage and a werewolf moment. You feel what I'm saying? That's what I definitely suggest for you guys. All right. So I definitely want to put that out there too. But definitely with the sun also conjunct Saturn, we got our game face on. We're serious. We're trying to take actions. We're trying to go with the plan. We're serious about this shit, y'all. Killed to be killed. It's at 22 degrees, man. I'm going to talk about that with more with my cosmic gang. Okay. The sun is conjunct Pluto, but Pluto is opposite the moon. Sorry, y'all. Wow. All right, I'm taking my time with this, y'all. Ooh. All right, so with that, you know, with the sun conjunct Pluto in Capricorn, you know, we're ready to transform our self-expression. We're ready to come together with whatever energy, entity, person, whatever, to transform our self-expression for this authority, for this control, for within our own lives. You get what I'm saying? And we're trying to push towards that change. And we know that change might take a while. We don't mind it. But it's kill or be killed. If we don't go ahead and push for this change, that thing is that we are going to be at the wayside. It's not going to work at our benefit whatsoever. And so we know that a change needs to be made. We need to start expressing this energy. Again, this is really proving that stealth type of energy. Like Mercury, Saturn, and Pluto all together in conjuncting the sun, we are self-expression is stealth energy, assassin type of energy, planning, being serious about the plan, having the plan, and executing in a quiet, stealthy type way. That's so that conjunction. You get what I'm saying? And so we're ready for the transformation, and we will do what we have to do in order for the transformation to work and for it to benefit us. And we're expressing that change. We're expressing what we want. We are emoting that transformation. And the thing is, it's tricky though with Sun conjunct Pluto, because we are emoting that transformation, but we're not letting go of it. And the thing is with manifestation, you have to let go and let God. But when we finally let go and let God, that transformation is going to just go crazy and really just be a huge wave and just crash our lives and really wipe shit out, and so that transformation can happen. Do you feel what I'm saying? And so that's what's really happening here. A lot of emoting the transformation, and then within a few months, definitely within 2020, we're gonna finally let go and let God with all that emoting, and then this shit is about to hit the fucking fan. All right, but in a good way. All right, but Pluto is also opposite the moon. Okay. Now this is interesting, because the thing that we want to transform is, again, our status, our reputation, our career, to have more authority and control within our lives. That's what we're trying to transform. That's what we're trying to change. Kill to be killed. You know, if we don't do it, someone else is going to do it, and then we're not going to have no authority and control. We're ready for that transformation. We're ready to come together with whoever, become intimate with whoever, in order to create that change within our lives, right? The thing is, though, is that, again, I feel like this shit is personal. The thing that we want to transform, we know we have to execute it in a practical way, but emotionally, it affected us. And so there's some emotional, again, that emotional passion, that emotional reaction to things that is building up inside. And again, we might self-sabotage the plan. So guys, please find an outlet for your emotions. Please don't self-sabotage the plan, whatever your plan is. All right? Because you want that transformation to happen. It's not going to happen if you keep, pushing down the emotions and letting it build up. It's going to eventually build, can't build up anymore. You can't stuff it down anymore. You're going to have to, you know, let it out, you know? And so, again, definitely find an outlet for you to express your emotions directly. Definitely, again, do what I suggest with the opposite. When it comes to your home life, your family life, think that's tuck at your heartstrings. Deal with it in private, deal with it at home, express it appropriately there. But then when it comes to the plan, when it comes to your reputation, status, career, when it comes to wherever the fuck Capricorn is in your chart, act like a Capricorn. Express that energy practically. Fucking initiate things practically. Straight up, as it is. And that's how you're going to actually create transformation within your life. You know what I mean? Do that, please, when it comes to opposites. The thing is, though, like, I don't think, even if you do self-sabotage, it's not going to really hurt you that much, because with these oppositions, the only other aspect that's off these oppositions is a trine sextile. So, yeah, we're actually gravy. We're actually good over here. Okay? So, what's happening is that the moon is trine Neptune, which is really cute. And Neptune is sextile the sun, and it's the last aspect of this whole situation. So it's really dope, because with the moon trine Neptune, we really feel, okay, this is what's up, we really feel like we know what the fuck is up, and we do. I'm not gonna front, people are very, very in tune during this eclipse, right? It's fucking amazing, actually, when you think about it. People are very, very in tune. We're empathically picking up shit. and we are feeling it directly, and we know how it feels directly, and we are getting messages from our guides, God, ancestors, all that, entities, whatever, and we're feeling it directly, and we know it's real, and that's why we want to express it so much. It's because we're honestly getting prophetic things, like, I know that I need to do this. I know this is important. Like, you're literally, that's what's building up your emotion and not allowing you to execute how you want to execute. You know what I mean? Or that could possibly push that to happen, push that self-sabotage, right? The thing is, though, is that, you know, Neptune is also sextile the sun. And so, you know, and sextile all that energy, basically, that I listed. It's the sun, Mercury, Saturn, and Pluto, right? With Neptune sextile all that energy, is that you're realizing, right? You're realizing that I'm getting some intuitive prophetic messaging. I'm getting some understanding on how to heal my subconscious. I'm getting some understanding on how to what's happening and how I could self-sabotage, what's happening and what can stop me from self-sabotage. I'm understanding my undoing, but I need to use this, right? I need to use this understanding and blend the intuitive messages that I'm getting empathically and apply it practically so the plan could fucking work. You know what I'm saying? And so this is why I'm saying it's going to be real hard for you to really, really self-sabotage. But still, I want you guys to be aware, because remember what I said, opposites are neutral, but it is leaning to not being so auspicious as conjunctions are, but they're still neutral. Do you feel what I'm saying? And so what you're realizing that, okay, these messages I'm getting are important. They're strong. I feel them. They're there. But how can I apply this practically? And you're allowing intuition to be included into your practical planning, which is fucking sickening. We're literally doing our life purpose, y'all. Like, if you know what your life purpose is, if you have or don't know what your life purpose is, get my life purpose reading for sure. But if you know what your life purpose is, if you have a fucking goal, if you get an intuitive messaging, see where Pisces or where Neptune is in your chart, and that's what show you what part of your life you're getting this intuitive messaging in. If you are really aware what the fuck is going on and what you need to do in your life, man, go ahead and fucking do it. I'm telling you, it's going to unleash something major in your life, and really help you clear up some self-undoing, self-sabotaging ways and open shit up for you. And so and the plan's gonna work because you're getting the messages on how what is happening intuitively and empathically, and then you're taking you're using your practical self, your earthly self, to plan and to make shit happen so you can live your best life. Do you feel what I'm saying? And so do it. Shit, that's the best thing I can say. Fucking do it. You know what I mean? But yeah, that's all I got for y'all. I'm gonna just leave it off like that. If you are Cosmic Gang Gang, aka Patreon subscriber, not anymore. Like, people are still subscribed to Patreon, but, you know, if you are just in Cosmic Gang Gang, whether if you're on astraldim.space or Patreon, I'm gonna have the extended version for you. So there's no aspect patterns happening in this lunar eclipse. So what I'm gonna do instead is talk about some major conjunctions that's happening during this lunar eclipse that we got to talk about. I'm going to talk about Jupiter conjunct South Node. I'm going to talk about Pluto conjunct Saturn at 22 degrees. I'm going to talk about Sun and Mercury Kazemi. All right, we're definitely going to talk about that and how the eclipse is going to affect that on a worldwide scale and a personal scale too. We're also going to talk about these fixed stars that are happening and conjuncting the eclipse energy. There's about five of them. So yeah, we're gonna talk about that. And then lastly, my least favorite but what's probably the most helpful for y'all is the eclipse in the houses, how it's gonna affect you personally. I'm gonna go through each house and show you how it's gonna affect you personally. I suggest you to use the whole sign and the Placidus version of this, and equal sign too, you know what I mean? Listen to all versions, of where the eclipse could be house-wise in your chart. All right? So thank you guys for listening. I'm going to take a little break and rest up my precious throat, because it's dying right now. Pause, by the way. It was nice talking to you. I hope you guys have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful lunar eclipse. Stay safe, stay rested, stay hydrated. Peace.